The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
If you've tuned in on any country radio station on planet Earth in the past few weeks, you've heard this song.
I met a girl, she made me smile, she made me wait. She crossed the street, she crossed my heart. She fixed her dress, she bit her lip, she lit me up. I met a girl with crazy shoes and baby blues. The way she moves is changing my whole world. I met a girl.
That, my friends, is the sound of an artist who's absolutely at the top of his game. Hi, I'm Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and as a part of Our Country Goes Outside, we're welcoming the man responsible for this hit, William Michael Morgan. Welcome to the Outpost.
Oh, buddy, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Did you ever, ever in your wildest imaginations think that I Met a Girl would be this monster?
You know, I never did. You know, I loved the song when I first heard it, when Sam Hunt's publishing company first sent it to me. You know, I fell in love with the song, and I knew the potential that it had. But, you know, as a kid, you dream. You know, I've dreamed of this my whole life, and now that it's actually coming true, it's kind of, it's really hard to believe, honestly.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now you mentioned the publishing company. Did you find the song, or did the song find you?
Well, it was actually one of my producers, Jimmy Ritchie, brought the song in to us from Universal. They had sent it to him, Sam Hunt's publishing company. And like I said, when I first heard it, I just fell in love immediately with it. And I saw that girl crossing the street, you know, with her baby blues, her crazy shoes, biting her lip, you know. I saw the whole picture of that, which Sam's a great example of a great songwriter. You know, he paints those pictures and you really actually see the song, you know, as it was easy for us to pick a music video, you know, make a music video out of it because, you know, we saw it all, you know, immediately.
Yeah.
So, you know, you asked me, you know, if I saw this happening. No, I didn't see this happening, man. I'm so gracious, you know, that the people are taking hold of it like they are, and the label Warner Brothers, they're supporting us like they are. And we're, I'm actually getting ready to leave right now. I'm going to play in Virginia tonight.
I looked at your website, and man, you got 2 days off in the next year. I hope you got a lot of suitcases because you're going to be on the road a while.
I do have a lot of suitcases. That's what Christmas is good for, I'll tell you.
That's funny. Well, lots of experts have written that for a young guy, your singing style is pretty old school. Did you listen to people like George Strait when you were growing up in Mississippi?
Oh, man, the king himself, of course. I listened. I think I know every George Strait song. You know, if I don't know how to play it, heck, I can at least play it on the jukebox and sing along to it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I grew up listening to, you know, George Jones and Merle Haggard and Keith Whitley and all rest in peace. Mark Chestnut, you know, I'm a huge Mark Chestnut fan. And, you know, I think me listening to that as a young kid, I mean, I literally just locked myself in my room after school and would just jam those music, you know, jam that music, you know. And it put me where I am today, you know, put me in the headset, the mind frame that I am today, you know. And, you know, I just love that true sound. You know, King George, you bring him up. He's a great example of a real artist, you know. I mean, he kept putting out song, great song after great song after great song. Of course, you know, being the king, you know, his great voice and everything, his persona. He's such a big artist to me, you know. I look up to George a lot.
Yeah, well, it's obvious. I mean, no one likes to be compared necessarily to another artist, but you have that quality that, I don't know what it is, like that baritone, you know, that you can hear a George Strait song a mile away. And I think people will be saying this about William Michael Morgan someday, that, you know, you've got that style that is very unique, and it's actually kind of strange for somebody to be so young. How did you get in the music business in the first place?
Well, I actually started coming to Nashville when I was about 15, I guess, 14, 15. I took my first trip when I was about 13, but
wow.
I started coming and staying on the weekends with a couple songwriter buddies of mine and crash on a couch or two here and there, you know, and just went in and made those relationships with those songwriters, and they were so gracious to introduce me to these people and those people, and I ended up meeting my management, which is Mike Taliaferro and Joe Carter, and they ended up taking us to a couple places, and we ended up calling Chris Lacey and Scott Hendricks over at Warner Brothers, and here we are, you know, we're at home now over there, and I owe a lot to them. I owe a lot, you know, to my management. I owe a lot to my parents for, you know, a little snot-nosed kid wanting to sing some old cheating songs, you know, and heartbreaking drinking songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've
mm-hmm.
had to be strong for that, you know.
Yeah, hey, let's do a cheating song. No, son, maybe you want to go be a lawyer or something.
Yeah, maybe some fireman or something. You know?
Some fireman, anything, but, you know. That's funny. Well, let's talk a little bit about hunting and fishing. I mean, someone who grows up in Vicksburg, Mississippi, probably knows his way around the woods a little bit anyway. Did you grow up hunting and fishing?
I did. Not as much as I wanted to, just because, you know, there was just so much stuff going on as a kid. You know, I was always on the go. You know, my parents always drove me everywhere, you know, because I wasn't old enough to drive at the time. So I was always going, trying to pursue this career. But I'm a big hunter. You know, I actually just fished a tournament with a guy named Bob from Lucky Strike Lures. And it was a big Walmart deal. It was on Beaver Lake in Arkansas. And
pretty early.
Ended up coming in the top 10. So that
wow.
made me happy right there next to Jimmy Houston, which I'm a big fan of him. He's a huge, huge fisherman, if you know Jimmy Houston. If you don't, go check him out. He's a great guy.
I know. Absolutely. Very well-known professional fisherman. So who introduced you? Did you have a parent, a grandparent, a friend? How did you get out there and learn how to do it?
Well, you know, everybody's got their story about their dad or their grandpa, you know, taking them out there. And it was the same thing with me. You know, my mom and dad took me out one day and we just, you know, it caught me. You know, I caught a fish and it caught me. You know, it's in my blood ever since. And, you know, I actually was just on the lake for Memorial Day. I had Sunday and Monday. I played the Opry Saturday. So I was already in Nashville. So I went up to Kentucky Lake, which is about an hour and a half from my house here in Nashville. And did a little fishing and just soaked up some sun, did a little swimming. You know, it's good for the soul to get out on the lake. I think it's everybody needs to do it eventually.
Yeah. What is it about country music pickers that they all seem to have, I don't want to generalize, but quite a few of them have this penchant towards the outdoors? Is there something about the lifestyle, or is it?
It's just being a good old country boy and country girl, you know. Heck, it's in our blood.
Yeah. Well, you've got a little country girl yourself named Presley. When is she going to?
I sure do.
When is she going to get out and fish with Dad?
Well, you know, hopefully really, really soon. You know, she's just actually 2 months old now.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize she's that.
Yeah, so she's got a little bit of a ways to go. But trust me, I'm biting at the chomps to get her out there, come to some shows, and just, every little thing that we can do with her. You know, I love her so much. She's got me by her little finger. You know, she's got my heart, I'll tell you.
Yeah, they do that to you. They do that.
So when
when
I sing the song "I Met a Girl," I'm dedicating it now to my daughter Presley.
That's great. Well, I'm gonna check back with you when she's about 16 or 17, and knocking on that door at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Dad's got to come unlock it.
Oh well, you know,
I've been there.
If she's anything like me, gosh, you know, and maybe a little later than 1 o'clock.
Maybe. Well, you were involved in the Country Goes Hunting event. How was that?
I was. Actually, Bobby Pinson and Red Akins invited me to come down there, and I ended up that's where I ended up meeting a friend of mine now, Daryl Singletary. He went down there. That was a really fun trip. You know, we got to meet some cool people. We got to meet a big guy with Waffle House. We got to meet some people, Blair, over at Spectre Shot, which is a American-made bullet, a shotgun bullet.
Mm-hmm. They make them in Louisiana. They make them in Lafayette, Louisiana.
They sure do. You know who I'm talking to, or what
I
I'm
do.
Talking about.
Great people.
And great people, great guns, great bullets, everything. But, and that's stuff like this where I'm so appreciative because I get to meet all these great people everywhere we go. I get to eat all this great food everywhere we go. I get to experience all the sights and, you know, I get to go on the lakes where I'm going, you know, throw a line every now and then. I get to, you know, just experience, wake up in a different place almost every day.
Yeah. Well, and then looking at that concert schedule, you're really going to wake up in a different place every day. I urge somebody to go to the William Michael Morgan website, and gosh, he's got as many dates on there. Surely he's in your neighborhood in the next 6 months or so, and you need to come see this guy. So what's next for you? What's next from a career-wise standpoint?
Well, man, we've got the EP out now, which is available on iTunes, anywhere digitally. And, of course, you can find it in Walmart. But man, our next step, I think, is get this summer going, get it over with, and get all these great shows under our belt. And we've got the album that we're working on now, that, you know, is supposed to be out sometime, that we're looking at sometime before the end of the year. So I'm really, we don't exactly have a date yet, but we're really, really looking forward to getting those songs out there and, you know, taking the songs from the EP, what people love, and hopefully throwing a bunch of them back on there and going from there, you know, getting ready for 2017 after that. Hopefully it's as big of a year as 2016 is for us.
Absolutely, man. You are on fire. I mean, I enjoy it, and I know it's going to be a long career because you just got that, you got that thing, you know. You mentioned King George, but you got whatever that is. I wish I had it, but you got whatever that is that really appeals to a wide range of people, and it's an honest delivery, and you're a great guy for joining us this morning. We've been talking with William Michael Morgan. Thank you, William, for joining us.
No, brother, thank you so much for having me out. If there's anything we can ever do for you, my friend, you let us know. We'll make it happen.
All right. This is Art Young. I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand, from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.
She dances like nobody sees her. Can't believe I get to be here in her world. I met a girl, she made me smile, she made me wait. She crossed the street, she crossed my heart. She fixed her dress, she bit her lip, she lit me up. I met a girl with crazy shoes and baby blues. The way she moves is changing my whole world. I met a girl, I met a girl.